Hello, my name is Rebecca Brown, and I'm from Denver, Colorado. Number two on our list of top 10 compliance issues is ACA reporting, which you may also know as MAC or ESR reporting, or you might just know it by the name of the forms, the Form 1094C and the Form 1095C. You know, it may seem like reporting for 2016 is a long way away, since we barely just finished reporting for 2015. But it's actually closer than you might think, because for next year, we go back to the old deadlines. So the Form 1095C will be due by January 31st, which is the same deadline as for the W-2s, and is actually only 9 months away. For purposes of getting information to the IRS, if you're filing by paper, you're looking to get your Form 1094C and copies of the 1095C to the IRS by February 28th. And if you're filing electronically, you're looking to submit your electronic file by March 31st. Since the deadlines are fast approaching, it's also important to keep in mind that we will no longer be working with the Good Faith Compliance Standard for 2016. That's why it's crucial to ensure that you're making sure that you get all of the data that you need throughout the year this year. Think of the things that gave you particular headaches with this first cycle of reporting. Is there a way that you can collect that throughout the year this year so that you're not having to scramble at year end in order to get your forms out the door by January 31st? Given that we'll be working under a good faith compliance standard, it's important to keep in mind that there will be a penalty of at least $260 per missed or inaccurate return. That amount can be reduced if you get the corrections out timely, but you certainly don't want to be in that situation. So good luck, and let us know if you have any questions.